Hello, hello, everybody. Yes, this is Alani Harrell, PEP, Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, 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 yes. I know I gave y'all a doozy. Coming back from a sabbatical from this particular podcast. Been working on some things, as you know. And I hope some of you ladies, and if there's some gentlemen on here, actually did the research and did the scripture pertaining to Proverbs 5:19. We won't go into that on this podcast, on this particular episode, but it's still pertaining to what we have talked about as far as seeking a husband. Now, I tell every woman that comes in contact with me, that is a client of mine, sister, you know, in Christ, things of that nature. You're not seeking for nobody. You understand? You don't find Boaz. Boaz finds you. I'm just saying. I mean, period. Period. Okay? So, how you become what we call sought after is more of what we're here talking about today, because we have to understand that this masculinity thing, this thing of independence, not realizing that your independence is what is holding you back from actually becoming wife material and being able to be accessible and sought after by a man of God that wants to be married. You see what I'm saying? That wants a wife, but you're not even in the role of wife. So I wanted to go into a little bit of detail about how to be accessible, right? There's some issues that are layered there, and I'm only going to talk, probably touch on a couple of things, but two, maybe three things in particular that we need to actually have handled and allow the past to be the past and the present to be the present, so you can create a future later. I want to tell you guys, I'm going to do a little plug here. I am coming out with a book. I don't have the title yet, but God has given me the body of it already, which is weird. But that's how Daddy deals with me. But it is a book pertaining to marriage and your role as a wife and things of that nature. I have finally stopped fighting with Abba and been obedient to do this marriage book, this book of wife, of the role of wife. And it's a perspective, of course, of a married woman myself, and how you are a multiplier in your relationships, how you are the catalyst to everything that comes around you, how important it is to know who you are in the kingdom first with your relationship with God, but also that goes into being the partner and the advocate for your husband at the same time. So look out for that. I'll be plugging it. Hopefully God will give me a title for it. I am doing something next year that I think that women, us women, really need to have a conversation about. And it's called the Purpose Project. And as you know, people empower purpose. I'm here to empower you into your purpose. I'm a midwife in the spirit. And check that out and do some research on midwives. That's another thing. I'm dropping y'all nuggets, y'all. I'm dropping y'all nuggets. But seriously, it is a project for understanding your purpose and knowing how to balance the priorities, prioritizing your priorities. So let's get into this segment, right? In this episode, we'll be talking about how to navigate the challenges of trust, communication, and when looking for a partner, or when being accessible to be a partner, to be an excellent partner, a good partner. If you've struggled with these issues, and most of us have, right, in the past, you're not alone. But with this, with the right tools and mindset and scripture, you can build a healthy and fulfilling relationship. Let's dive in deeper. Number one, trust issues, right? Trust is the foundation of any relationship. You even have to have a serious relationship with yourself. So that's the key, okay? First, you gotta trust yourself. But because you've been hurt, even if you've been hurt in the past, it's a natural mechanism to have trust issues, right? It's a defense. We get it. I get it. Trauma is trauma. Nobody's downplaying that. Nobody's saying that it doesn't happen. And no one's saying don't acknowledge your feelings and your truth, right? But we have a greater Father that actually acknowledges His truth, because the truth is the light. Okay. I'm going. Anyway, but it's important to remember that everyone is not the same. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord, come on y'all, with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. And always submit to Him," Daddy, Jesus, God, right? "And He will make your paths straight." This basically suggests that we should trust God's plan and trust God while we're in the plan for our lives, and have faith that He will guide us to the right person, right? So those connections will automatically be. Everyone talks about Boaz. Oh, I need to find my Boaz. Well, the problem with that first of all, is you're not supposed to be, I said this at the beginning, you're not supposed to be looking for Boaz. Last time I checked in scripture, Boaz was out in the field checking his work, making sure his people did what he was supposed to do. And there was a woman out there gleaning, doing the work, taking care of her dead husband's mother, making sure they had food. Somebody was working. That's the problem. Well, I got a good job, I make money, and this is not, no, that's not what I'm talking about. She did a selfless deed to survive and to learn how to thrive with her mother in love, God, and her. She didn't have to do that, but she chose to. And that's when she found her husband, because he found her. Okay, all right. I don't know why I gotta reiterate that. At the same time, it's important to set healthy boundaries and take time to get to know someone before fully trusting them. That's normal, right? This does not mean being overly guarded or closed off. Some of us do that as a mechanism, okay, defense mechanism. But rather being honest and authentic about your feelings and expectations. Communicate with your needs clearly. That means articulate really what you mean. And seek to understand your partner's needs as well. Remember that trust is built over time through consistent actions and words. I could show you better than I could tell you. That's my motto. Yeah, I love you, but I could show you better than I could tell you. And I'm not talking about the physical. I'm talking about I love you. I'm concerned about your health, your well-being. I want to make sure you got food. I'm interceding and praying that you have traveling mercies as you go through these highways and byways. That is love. Showing it. Not the physical intercourse thing. That's you know what that is? I'm going to tell y'all what that is. That is literally just the icing. The cake is got to be moist and with a little bit of butter, and just so I'm not gonna give you all the ingredients, but you know, all the good stuff to make it moist, so when you put your fork and you mash it, it goes between the fork teeth and it's moist. Icing is just extra. Tastes extra good. Sometimes you want to have the cake without the icing. Most people, a lot of people don't like it. It's too sweet. The ice is too sweet. But the cake itself, if you could eat a cake, and I know I'm talking about a cake, but y'all need to hear what I'm saying. If you could eat a cake without the icing, oh my gosh. Anyway, communication issues. Good communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship. If you struggle with communication, there are steps you can take to improve. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." This suggests that speaking kindly and with grace can build trust and strengthen relationships. You've heard that a woman's tongue is like a double-edged sword that cuts through the marrow. That's true. You can speak life and death over your children, over your husband, over yourself daily. That's why he gave us one mouth. I was just telling a minister friend of mine, good woman of God, I was just telling her, that's why God gave us one mouth and two eyes and two ears. He gave us sets of the things that we need to do, like listen actively and see what's really going on. And he gave us one nasty little mouth. Sometimes God wants you to shut up and close your mouth, but that's a whole nother thing. Practice active listening. What I just say, one mouth, two ears, two eyes, which means fully engaging in what the other person is saying and seeking to understand their perspective. Avoid interrupting or talking over your partner. Everybody got to be heard. No. But don't interrupt. Maybe you might miss the point. Maybe if you let me finish, wives, women, if you let me finish, I might have finished up what you were going to say before you interrupted me. Maybe I can answer your question before you interrupted me. I'm just saying. Try to ask questions to clarify their thoughts and feelings. But you got to have that trust in order to be able to ask those clear questions, because that person may not feel free enough to do that with you. Be willing to share your own thoughts and feelings and be open to feedback. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes, Mr. Harold, my king, my love, my honey bun, my sweetums. I don't call them none of that, but that, you know, I gotta let y'all know that those are my words in my head. He has a tendency to sometimes be like, that's a nice idea, baby, but no. Huh? No. But okay. Sometimes you just gotta sometimes we think about just things that are benefiting us and not benefiting the whole team. And as the husband, if he's a good one, and I got a good, not a G-O-O-D, I got a G-O-U-T, good. Good husband. He thinks about the family. What's this decision going to do? How is it going to affect or infect the family as a whole? And as wife, I respect that. Okay, babe, that's why I bring it to him, because I know he's going to give me sound advice. I'm just saying, except sometimes when they say no, because the no may be beneficial for everyone involved. Just saying. Remember that communication is a two-way street. Two-way street. And both parties need to be willing to put in effort.
That means don't get mad when he tell you no.
And don't ask, sometimes he don't need to give you an explanation. It's always good for some of us, especially if we're analytical women. But sometimes he ain't got to give you an answer.
Now, let's be honest, certain things that are like drastic, like, okay, I want to buy these shoes.
Now, if it's buying shoes and you got bills to pay, come on, ladies. Let's walk in wisdom. I'm just saying that some of us like material stuff more than we like to live in a house. I hope not, I pray. But some of us will. Three steps to building a healthy relationship. Number one, work on yourself. Let's figure out who we are first, okay? Let's get an understanding. It's important to take time to reflect on your own issues with trust and communication and seek support from, I will say, a lot of people say seek help from friends. Seek God, right? Go to God about your issues because he knows your issues better than anybody. Then when God gives you revelations, have a conversation with your friends and family and ask God to give you direction on finding a therapist, because you may have serious issues. You know what I'm saying? And you might want to get those clear. But seek God first. If needed, go to the therapist, see a therapist if needed. But seek God first. 9 times out of 10, he'll clear it up. I'm just saying, he ain't never failed me. Last time I checked, he don't fail. That's the only thing he can't do. Anyway, this might involve healing from past traumas, learning healthy communication skills, or building self-confidence and self-worth. A lot of us, a pastor just, he hit on it a couple of Sundays ago. I visited the church and he said, sometimes we forget as Christians, talking about the body of Christ, that we are worthy of God's love. We are. And sometimes we don't think that we're worthy to be loved at all. It's a whole nother podcast. Be honest and open. Communicate your needs and expectations clearly and be willing to listen to the other person's perspective. There's that active listening again. This might involve having difficult conversations and being being vulnerable, let me get it right, with your partner. Remember that honesty and openness are key to building trust and intimacy. It is very important. Take it slow. Don't rush into a relationship or put too much pressure on yourself. Take time to get to know someone and build a foundation. And hopefully Christ is that foundation. And add that foundation of trust with that and communication. This might involve going on dates, having conversations, and building shared experiences together. Remember that building a healthy relationship takes time and effort. And there's no need to rush or force anything at all. Because if this is who you really want to be with, and this is somebody that you're talking about spending the rest of your adult life with, through the good, the bad, the ugly, the decrepit, the irritating, the good, the great, the awesome, take time to get to know one another. Also, take time to take out for yourself. Intentional self-care is so needed. We have a lot of marriages that have been dissolved because we as women and men, but we as women did not take care of ourselves before we got into the marriage and in the contract and the relationship. And all of our baggage was put to the door. And then what we did was we brought all that baggage with us in the marriage.
and cause that man to lose his mind. And then it's easier just to divorce and cut it off than to work on it. I'm just saying, it's important, guys. You need to acknowledge the issues. Get them out in the open. Even in deliverance, we have to call it out by name. We got to call those demons out for what they are. You can't cast something out you don't know. How can you call anything out? You gotta acknowledge what it is. Acknowledge the elephant in the room. Handle the elephant in the room. And then it will no longer be in the room. It'll be gone. Dismantled. And then you can move on. In conclusion, building a healthy and fulfilling relationship requires trust and communication. If you struggle with these issues, take time to work on yourself. Don't rush into anything. And seek support as needed. Remember to be honest and open with not just your partner, but with yourself. And take things slow. With patience and effort, you can build a relationship that honors God and brings joy to not just your life, but to others that are connected to you. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on People Empower Purpose Podcast. This is Omani Harrell. You guys have a great and blessed day.